got the home of the truth. Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Portland State football had a practice today. First spring practice. They've got 15 of those practices this month. Spring game coming up April 26th. Bruce Barnum likes to practice in the morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. every day. Vikings have 13 returning starters on the roster. They've got about 75 returners total coming back, 42 letter winners. And they've got a couple of scrimmages, April 11th and 19th, and then the spring game on the 26th. Bruce Barnum is a morning person, no doubt. You're practicing at 8 a.m. What are you doing?
Ready, bam. Well, I'd rather go at 6, but, you know, the NCAA, I don't like, here's my new rule. I don't want the guy, I prefer my players, nothing before 5, that they say 5. I got to get up at 5. I got to get up at 5:50. You know, I got to get up at 5:45 to go to ride. So I moved it a little bit, you know, just so they can say 6. I think that affects their minds. I was actually at a school where one of the professors is a sleep guy. He was on TV. And we did what he told us. And he's like, oh, you know, it doesn't matter. When you start them, they're going to stay up. So let them sleep in until 10 and have practice. We had practice once near midnight at that school I was at just to match their hours. That didn't work. Anyway.
Let me ask you this. So 8 a.m. you start this morning, first practice.
Yes.
What
starts before that?
Okay.
So,
but,
I'm sorry.
What's before that? Meetings?
Tape in. One coach had a meeting, tape, training room, just something small in their tummies, you know.
Yeah.
Throw a bagel at them.
What's the latest that you think any of your players woke up this morning?
The latest. That's a great question.
There's a guy, like, who was the person on your team who slept in the latest?
Oh, I got one. I'll just say wide receiver.
Okay.
Here's one for you. I'm not going to say his name. This kid's a classic. You know, sometimes you come across, I call him a one percenter, you know.
Okay.
Most of the guys on the team are, hey, you know, they're in different majors. Then you got your 1%, where every year it just befuddles me. You know, anyway, this guy comes to sprinting. We have a 6 p.m. first team meeting of the spring, and, you know, he's sprint. He's fast now. Then it's 5:59, and here he comes. And he is at a dead. I'm like, all right, we can throw the ball to him if we can get him going the right way. And a coach, this is a true story, pushed the button. There's buttons on the door that open them, you know. And the doors are open, 2 doors open, and here he comes. He's about halfway to Hoffman Hall. And right before he arrives, the doors start to close. He doesn't really see it. He takes his eye off because there's a woman walking a dog. And Kaslamo, he hits his head on the door and he goes down. And yes, but it was a chuckle moment because he was all right. You could tell he was all right. He popped up, you know, and I said, hey, how you doing there? Nope, I almost said his name. Anyway, he wasn't late today. He wasn't late today. But I'm guessing he sleeps. His alarm, he's got the snoozer going, you know. He's that the punch and snooze guy.
I got to ask you, you know, you got a quarterback competition now because Dante Sachere, your longtime starter, is gone. What are you doing at the QB position?
No, we're throwing them out there. Equal reps, you know. Tomorrow, first time against the defense. Skelly, 3 each. We'll just keep it rolling. Let's go as quick as we can. Make sure, you know, quality reps. But 3 out, 3 out, 3 out, 3 out. We put them in an order, you know, more by, okay. Canzano, get your ass in there. You know, you've been in the longest. You got a little time. You'll start it.
Okay.
You know, so you get the first, ready, go. And then we just start evaluating. So it's fun. I mean, there's some good ones out there. Could go through all of them. I got smart ones. I got big ones. I got big arms. I got medium arms. No noodle arms. They're all good at something, you know. So it'll be interesting. That's a fun battle. That's a fun competition to watch if you enjoy football and the dynamic of a quarterback and what he can do for a football team.
Is there such a thing as, you know, a player who, you know, we hear the word gamer thrown around. And, you know, is there a guy that maybe you can remember who practiced really well, but you put him in a game situation and it's just everything's happening too fast? Conversely, somebody who maybe just looks okay in practice, but you get him in a game situation and they're a competitor.
Yes, yes, but you can use it. I've seen the first probably more than the second, and I don't know if it's the bright lights, the competition, the pressure, under pressure. You know, that's a big one. That's a big one. We talked about in our meeting today. You know, it's all fine and dandy when you're at the county fair, you know, but when it gets real, sometimes whatever the makeup of that personality of that student athlete at that current time, I do think you can change that. I don't think you can change toughness, you know, but I think you can change that. You can build the confidence and slow the game down. That's what we work at all the time. I just talked to a guy about it today, one of the guys in the competition. I told him, he just left my office. I said, listen, when you play with confidence, you're going to just take off. I said, right now you're, you know, little wide eye, little, you know, he's a greenhorn. That has to change through knowledge, through reps, you know, all that. Take over the huddle. We're constantly talking about those things because I can't just portal up, you know, and go take Georgia's. It's impossible.
Pat
Casey. Just lost one. The portal just bit me in the ass. Go ahead.
Wait. Go back. Portal got you. How so?
Holy jumping catfish. Guy's going in, you know. Guy's going in, and it doesn't open for a bit, but... You know, he came in, and it was funny how I found out. I won't go through that story, but where he worked, we happened to go there, some of my coaches, and one of his co-workers, and we said, hey, where's Blank? They said, oh, Blank's quit. He's transferring. And I said, all right.
That's how you
so
found out.
I got
out.
Blank in my office. Yeah, how about that? There's a... Anyway, so I talked to Blank, and he said, yeah, coach, love you, but that's going to happen. I was going to go through spring. I said, why? No. Anyway, portal. So anyway, it's constant. It never stops.
And do you get an explanation why a kid's getting in the portal at this juncture? Like, why not wait? Why not do it at the end of the season? Why now?
There's a lot that goes into it, but luckily so far, knock on wood, my guys have been pretty honest, you know, and I try to be honest back, you know. If I see them making a mistake, and I've talked a few, John, out of waiting a year, you know, so why don't you wait a year, you know, get some more numbers, get stronger, you know, get some more film, so you don't just get a scholarship. You might actually get, you know, a few ducats. I've kept some guys for that. But boom, they're gone that next year. Hey, you know what? Let's talk about this again. You know, now maybe you become an All-American and you make six figures. What do you think, coach? Love you. I'm out. Anyway, it's a real thing, you know. And so we're all right. I'm over-signed at that position, so I'm not panicking. But it is what it is. So you said 13 starters. Thank you for coming in. We're down to 12 starters for next year. But I got some good ones in. I got four new faces here. You know about the one. Oh, I know more. I can't talk about that. I got the John, you know, the Hawaii guy.
Yeah, you got...
Whose brother, Dan Lanning, knows. I know that whole story now on the whole transfer thing. And I'm not saying it on there, so do not. No way in heck.
But what we're talking about,
I don't remember.
So for people who don't know, Sagatelli?
John.
Let me look up the name.
No, his name's John. Yours is too, but I call him John.
Sagapolitelli. Sagapolitelli is the last name. His brother, Jaron, out of high school, commits to Oregon. He's there for just a, he's a five-star guy. He's just there for a blink. Oregon's prepping for the CFP. The story goes that he kind of looked around and went, hey, they're not recruiting me anymore. They're not talking to me. And you know what? I probably belong over at Cal. And then he gets in the portal. He's already been at Oregon for like 2-3 weeks, and he goes to Cal. Here's my theory, okay? And you don't have to tell the story, but you can just tell me, is my theory, does it hold water, okay?
Go ahead.
I'm going to get this
right. You're not so, getting my ass in trouble on this one, no.
I'm not going to get you in trouble.
You might hear it at the BFT camp, but you are not hearing it with 50,000 watts of power going out across the country.
Just tell me if this holds water.
Okay.
Like, should I stop spouting?
I'll say cold, warm, hot.
Okay. So here's my theory. My theory is Saga Pulitelli, five-star quarterback out of Hawaii, was recruited heavily by Cal, felt comfortable with Cal's coaches. Oregon came in at the end and offered him the equivalent of a signing bonus to enroll early, come give Oregon a chance, see how you feel on campus. He got there. He was there 2-3 weeks and went, I've made a mistake. I belong back at Cal, but Oregon good with him keeping the signing bonus. I think he made some money going to Oregon even for a couple weeks, and now he's at Cal where he really wanted to be. Am I warm?
Half warm.
Let's just leave it
half warm.
Half warm. Does it hold
just
water?
Just ask me at the cam. I'll be at the cam. Okay. No, okay. What's wrong with your listeners?
All right, moving on.
This is good.
That was
the Elite Eight coming up. Final Four.
You and I should do a game show together. We'd be great. Amazing. Can you imagine us on The Amazing Race, you and me? Come on. Planes, trains, automobiles.
We're naked.
No, not that one. Not naked and afraid. I'm not doing that with you.
Why?
No. No thanks. I'm not camping with you. No.
I almost sent you, believe it or not, a fire. I took a picture of a fire last time I was camping. I was going to send it to you before when you texted me and said, hey, Marum, I got nobody to talk to you. Come on. I said, I got the okay from Mike Lund. Anyway, I was going to send you a picture of a campfire. That's a small world.
I like that. Send me the picture. All right, moving on. You mentioned something earlier about confidence, and it jarred a memory. Pat Casey, the Oregon State baseball coach who won 3 national titles, he came on this show one time, and he said something really interesting. He said, confidence is comfort. Comfort is confidence. It's such a simple thing that an athlete who's got confidence looks comfortable. You're comfortable, you're confident, you're confident, you're comfortable. How hard is it, though, to build that confidence in a player?
Well, first off, you have to see where he's at, because he's been around a lot of coaching, parenting, peers, village that helped bring him up. Where did they put him? You know what I mean? And there's so much that goes into that, in my opinion. Is he outgoing? Why isn't he? Or why is he? Is he one of 16? Is he 16 of 16, I mean? Is he one of one? Or one of 16? I'm sorry, I'm messing this up. You know, where was he born in that lot? Was he, you know, overshadowed? Was he an only child? Was he homeschooled? I mean, there's all kinds of stuff out there. I think that leads to, out in the real world, it's confidence. How do you approach that job? How do you approach this problem? How do you approach this day, you know? You have to find out where they're at, and that's easy, I think, quick. Especially throwing them in the arena of a scrimmage or whatever in this game, in this sport. And then you have to go from there. You have to better at, you know, you got to talk to them, you know. The big shows probably have, you know, Rodeo Houston, I'm guessing they have, like, sports psychologists in that, you know, that you can send them to and probably speed the process with that student-athlete. I'm sure there's. I've actually sent a couple of mine, but I have to outsource if it can't be handled in-house. But it's there. It's a factor. and everybody knows Coach Casey's success.
Yep. It's such a simple thing, isn't it? Spring ball, good luck with practice tomorrow. I would be curious to know if you went around your locker room and you said, okay, let's just play a game. Everybody made it here by 8 a.m. for practice. Who got up the latest? Who got out of bed the latest?
Next time we talk, I'll know.
It's kind of a badge of honor.
You should interview that guy.
Yes.
You should interview that guy. You know?
What time, you know, that guy's very efficient. Getting up, like, somebody's leaving bed at 7:15 and still making it to the field taped up by 8. Come on.
Or he's a procrastinator.
Yeah. There's some
efficiency. Or he stayed up too late gaming.
He was tired.
You know what I mean?
I don't relate to the gamers. Bruce Barnum, you're the best.
But you have to. All right.
Thanks for coming on.
Ready? Name that sitcom. Whoever dials in, and can people call you or no?
Yeah, they can call. All right. So you're going to play a game here?
Name this sitcom
okay.
that I'm going to sing a song with your name. It's from I don't know if it's called a sitcom. It was one of those 30-minute shows. If you call in and get that, sideline tickets to any game.
Okay.
We play Hawaka Key. If you get your ass to Hawaii, you'll be right there.
So you get a sideline ticket to Portland State football game, two sideline passes to the winner. I'm going to give the phone number first so people, if they want to line up, they can. 503-417-7575 is the number. Bruce Barnum's going to sing the song to a show that...
With your name, though, not the real name.
Okay, let's do it.
Ready?
Yeah.
Johnny Canzano, king of the wild frontier. All right, I got to go.
There he goes, Bruce Barnum. You're the best. All right, line up now if you think you can answer that question. You could be on the sideline for a Portland State football game next season. 503-417-7575.